Hello, my name is Trine Poslum. I work as an associate professor at the Center for Teaching, Learning and Technology at the Arctic University of Norway. This paper, Stories of Technology Enhancement in Higher Education, a Critical Approach, is related to my long research interest. Within this field, I have worked with questions related to digital technology and the use of digital technology since 2004, and I've also been a part of a Norwegian expert group on quality in ICT-supported higher education. I've also written articles and books on this topic, and last year these two books came out. The first one, Academic Building in Net-Based Higher Education, Moving Beyond Learning, came out and was edited together with Helle Mathiasen in Denmark and my colleague here, Marianne Solberg. And this one, Digital Learning Forms in Higher Education, is the one that is most closely related to the paper I've submitted for seminar.net. In this book, I have interviewed 25 digital innovators, and they are selected through what Cohen calls purposive sampling, or what Patton calls information-rich cases. It means that these digital innovators that they have interviews through biographical interviews are all skilled teachers in higher education, and they use all of them use digital technology, and they have long experience with using ICT for educational purposes. So I wanted to go into their stories about how they used digital technology to enhance students' learning. So in this paper, I am interesting, I go into the large body of research literature on technology enhanced learning, and I ask the question, how do digital innovators approach the use of ICT to enhance students' learning, and what are the organizational conditions for this approach? So I link the findings are connected to technology enhancement that I find in these stories. I'll link to 9 key characteristics, different educational models, the importance of authenticity, the importance of pedagogical added values, meaningful student activities, of course, and the changing approaches to feedback, assessment, and connection to the outside world, and also holistic planning, the importance of holistic planning, and supportive leaders and strong microcultures. So in this paper, I both go into the large body of literature on technology enhancement and the critique, and in the methods section, more I discuss methods and modes of inquiry. I argue that a biographical approach is needed to go into this complex pedagogical phenomenon, and in the findings I go into all these 9 main characteristics in their stories to really dig into the complexity of using digital technology in higher education to answer the research question. So I hope that you are find the paper interesting, and in the end of the paper I also the purpose is to present this more nuanced understanding of the term technology-enhanced learning, but I also suggest strategies for educational development and further investigations related to this phenomenon in higher education. And I really want to discuss it with others that are interested. So if you find the paper interesting and you want to discuss this, just call me or invite me to an online meeting and we can discuss it in more detail. Bye!